that this is going to lead to, like it says in the papers, that now the video is going to lead to quashing these rumors?
Well, I think anybody who's got a sense of humanity will believe that this is true and won't question it and will be, you know, happy they have an answer, okay, but really sad what the answer is, if that makes sense, because that's kind of how I feel. Do you know what I mean? Because now we know she's open inverted commas okay, but she's not okay, if that makes sense. And it's really, really sad because she doesn't, no one deserves cancer. Do you know what I'm saying? No one does. But when it happens to somebody who has always been such an upstanding member of the royals and done such a good job of being a royal, you know, it's sad. It's extra sad, I guess. I mean, that's my non-educated verbal brain version of it all. But to go on and publicly say they don't believe it is just disgusting. And for those people who have never covered the royals, who aren't, you know, comparing this to a life story or something like that, we're just clout chasing off this, it is horrible. And I understand a lot better now.
So what do you think about the rumours that the Sussexes are behind the shade?
Oh, that's totally believable, yes.
100%.
If you go and look at the list of all of the publications that were running the Catherine conspiracy stories, literally, Vogue, Page Six, Us Weekly, People. Yeah. If you go and look on the entire list and you write them all down, I think Meghan's mole did, and you look at them all, they have all ran pro-Meghan stories. So not only is it something coming from Meghan, but it's, you know, she has these people on speed dial. I think we've all figured that out by now.
I'm going to say something because it's been reported that Prince William canceled his appearance at his reading at his godfather's church because they had just been notified that she had cancer, apparently. Uh-huh. And he canceled that church event he had because he stayed behind with Catherine. I mean, things are starting to make sense now. You know, like what's happening.
Everyone was dragging William for missing that funeral. Everyone was dragging him like he should have been there. He should have been there. Why would he? Well, now you know. How do you all feel now? Can we all just, like, with all this going on, can we just take a moment and think about Prince William? I mean, just think about what he has gone through with his parents' drama, having to shoulder his mom's drama on his shoulders, and then having to deal with the passing of Diana. Now his father's fighting cancer. His wife has cancer. His brother has betrayed him. I mean, let's think about this guy and what he's going through for a moment.
I want to answer that comment that said, where is William? First of all, Catherine wanted to do it on her own because she's her own woman. She wanted to send the message, I believe, that unlike Meghan, who took Harry and the other and her pimp to that Southwest thing, that she needs a man by her side in order to say anything because she, without a man, she can't speak. Apparently,
That's interesting because we just had this super chat. And thank you very much. What I don't understand is, where is William? Why isn't he holding her hand? Why is she telling the world this alone, effectively? Because I think that's one way of looking at it. But I think that she wanted to, you know, you know, to put the message out there herself. I think the focus should have been on her.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Almost to the extreme, if you want to look at it as you want answers, here's your answers. You don't get the comfort as someone watching it to look at anyone but her. And I think that's my take on it anyway. Anyone else?
I don't know. I mean, Meghan Small, what do you think of all the like Omid Scobie mocking? And I just saw that thing with CNN. I mean, it's absolutely appalling.
You saw the link that I sent you?
Yeah, I saw it. That's what I was watching. This, I mean, she just said, literally posted a message, guys, and she looked very emotional. I think she almost broke down in tears a couple of times because I was watching that thing. She's literally explaining what's going on. And immediately, Anderson Cooper with his two morons, immediately start questioning this. After she just asked for privacy and time to deal with that horrible illness. What do we have? Anderson Cooper going on. And now with that Gupta idiot doubting that she has cancer or that's anything major.
Yeah, it makes me sick. It makes me absolutely sick that, no offense to the men here, but some men just think that they are allowed and are basically, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Entitled.
Entitled. There we go. That they're entitled to a woman's medical records and what's going on and what's going on inside her body when really they should be worrying about themselves and their disgusting DNA being thrown everywhere. Let's be honest.
And where is her emotional statement about her father when he had a heart attack and a stroke and her sister with multiple sclerosis? Where was that statement? And Kate and the family. Kate is not alone. Kate is Princess Catherine for that dirty, skanky mouth. And her name is Catherine and her title is Her Royal Highness Princess of Wales. Meghan Markle she doesn't even want to be called Meghan anymore. She wants to be called the Duchess of Sussex. Every statement she puts out is Duchess of Sussex. I mean, there's more Duchess of Sussex titles in any statement she puts than the actual statement itself. Yet she doesn't do that. She used to do the same thing with the Queen. It was like Harry's grandma.
Yeah, that's what she does. Meghan Markle is so insecure that she cannot respect anyone else's titles or show any other woman respect while she demands to be called the whore of Sussex. I mean, the Duchess of Sussex.
No, that first one was right.
I thought that was the right title. I feel bad for the people of Sussex.
So how is Meghan going to spin this? So this now turns back to her.
I saw a comment. Somebody posted a very good comment. Actually, let me read it because it's exactly, I can actually see it. I can actually see Meghan. She already released a statement because she wants to be linked to those news permanently. Yeah. Meghan Markle put out a statement. It says, Sammy Lewis says, in my opinion, I am going to put money down. Soon there will be a pop shot of Meghan Markle by Bagrid, published by Daily Mail. First picture of Meghan after devastating sister-in-law cancer diagnosis. Literally, we're going to see something like that.
Do you think she'll try and trump the news by getting the kids out?
Not yet.
She's not that desperate yet.
Well, she did summon her ex-lover, Jack Rosenberg, to take pictures of her and the two invisible children.
Paula M., do you think that just playing devil's advocate, do you think that it could be coming from a genuine place that she's reaching out to Princess Catherine?
Oh my God, Victoria, she would have phrased it in a different manner. If she were coming from, you know what?
Two sentences?
If she were coming from a different place, it would have been a different statement.
Yeah.
Thinking of Catherine and her family, wishing her a speedy recovery. Look at Ivanka Trump. It says it all.
Just for fun, I'm going to put into ChatGPT, generate me a two-line, best wishes for someone in poor health, and we'll see if ChatGPT produces anything close to what Meghan said. Because my money is on... Or not? Not even her words. I'm just saying.
Megasmo, what do you think that skank is gonna do next?
You mean besides a parking lot pap walk, pretending like she's sad or something with her big freaking vein sticking out of her forehead?
With an unironed blouse, obviously.
Yeah. What do I think she'll be
blogging on eBay the next week?
I really don't know what she's going to be doing next, to be honest. I mean, they were at some event earlier. They hosted a panel at Sophie Stadium on something about Black art and history. So that's obviously gotten overshadowed.
That's how you know they didn't know.
Yeah, they have no idea.
If they would have known about the cancer announcement, they would have done something bigger.
You know what I would have done? Meghan Markle would have said she has cancer.
Oh, no. I think that she knows that she knows that nobody will believe her, much less, feel sorry.
Well, she's lost a lot of weight.
Well, yeah, but, she smokes a lot of cigarettes.
I think the only way Meghan... I'm sorry, Victoria. I totally
cut you
off.
No worries. That's fine. I go for it.
Go ahead. Finish.
No, go.
You go, stop talking.
It's just an awkward moment
at a roundabout when like three cars approach at the same time and who's gonna go and nobody goes and it goes on for about 5 minutes.
Do you remember when Prince William and Princess Catherine and Harry all had a really nice friendship? And they, I think Harry and Catherine were really close at the time, Princess Catherine. And it would be really nice to see that happen again, to, you know, them to get together and be able to build bridges. And especially what's going on at the moment, it's kind of the most important time for a family to get back together and support each other.
But how does that happen without Harry divorcing Meghan?
Yeah. It is difficult, I think, if she's going to be a wedge or a thorn between everybody. Sorry, my cat just attacked me.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult if she is a thorn in the side of everybody. But she should want them all to heal together. That's what she should be doing. She should be supporting Princess Catherine and Prince Harry to do that. But will she? I don't know.
No.
I hope he gets deported. I hope he gets put in jail, and I hope he gets deported. And you know what? If you thought, you know, I didn't want to publish certain stories in my channel because I was like, but if you thought I had been going hard at Meghan Markle, just wait. Just wait until next week, and you're going to see what's going to happen with this gang. And I am going to write the Children Protective Services. And I am going to start the petition demanding to see the documents with the doctor's signature. Because some other YouTubers putting out, well, as long as they present the birth certificate, the palace had no choice but to include those children in the line of succession. It doesn't work that way. They need to present proof that the doctors delivered those children from that skanky body. And they haven't done that. There's two things.
Whenever Paula goes on a rant like this, I always imagine this portion of the live being replayed in a court case one day, and me having to sit there and be like, honestly, listen, she's just a bit eccentric. Okay, she's just a bit of a character. All right, she's harmless, guys. Don't worry.
Think of this, that this woman with zero morals, who didn't even have this, this should frame it for you guys. Meghan Markle did not issue one statement when her father had a heart attack, a stroke. What did she do when he had a heart attack? She celebrated. She had a huge party with fireworks paid for by Charles at her wedding. If I had been, that was my dad, I would have, you know what? Okay. I'm going to go ahead with the wedding ceremony because of course it's a huge event, but I'm sure as shit going to go and be with my dad. I'm not going to party the night away. I'm going to say a statement about my father. I'm going to go see him, not trash him. And the same thing for the sister. The only reason why she's releasing a statement, a derogatory statement, is that how you say it? Derogatory statement, is because she wants to be linked. Oh, Meghan Markle and Harry issued that statement.
Yeah, so she's linked to that. Andy, can you fact check this super chat question for me? Just are you Meghan able to do that?
Allegedly.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about with Jake Rosenberg.
Yeah, that's the one from yesterday.
That's fine.
That I thought she was going to hold those photos till Catherine returned. But now, I mean, apparently that photographer that she hired, she sucked him off before. So it seems that he went over there. He probably got a little nookie. And then afterwards, they finally got to the kids, if they even exist. But, you know, do I think that those photos are ever going to come out? I mean, right now, I feel like everything that's gone on in the last few weeks is now trumped by the new recent future we will all be living in. I really do. I think there's not going to be anything more important than Princess Catherine's health. I mean, except for roasting Meghan Daly, but, you know, that's another story.
Ron, I sent you a picture. If you can post it here so we can see it.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Just talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Yeah, apparently Meghan is actually a second interview because the whole interview was going to be framed as how Meghan Markle was bullied when she was pregnant after she did the interview with Oprah Winfrey. Not because the lies she told, and she chose to do it when she was pregnant. That way people would think twice before calling her out on her lies. People were not calling her out because she was pregnant. They were calling her out because of her lies.
I've got to ask you, look, honestly, Paula, I love you. Lisa's asking, Paula's on the road today. Can you trust her for info there?
Yeah. You know what?
I've always had your info.
You know what? People have always said this to me. When it comes true, nobody comes back to my channel and tells me.
Nobody
comes back to my channel. It's so, and then another YouTuber comes after and says, oh, I trusted. I told you it was going to be. No. I get my source because a friend of mine, I am very lucky that way. I mean, she married this amazing millionaire person. And this friend of mine runs a PR company that works really closely with Netflix. So when this person came to London to pick up footage, because they didn't trust Meghan Markle didn't trust the footage to be sent to Oprah. She's the one who told me I'm in London, and I even sent pictures to my friends, some of the YouTubers about it, of her being in London and stuff like that. You know? And I said, she's the one who's picking up the footage because, and she, by the way, guys, and I've talked about this, she refused. And she said, I'm out of this because there was, when she went through the footage, she found footage that Meghan Markle filmed of her at the vault, which is illegal. And my friend said, I'm not doing this because this is espionage. You're not supposed to be filming these kind of places, you know, it's illegal. And she said, I'm out of here. So I have friends like that, you know, that she does tell me. When I said it in my channel, people are going, how do you know? I don't see Neil Sean or other people who give actually false information. You know, I don't see anybody questioning them. And Neil Sean basically just copies us.
I have to say, definitely top five favorite Paula rants right there.
No, tell us. Look at Megan's mole. Megan's mole, I saw what he did to you. You know, and I'm going to back my girl up, you know.
I really appreciated that. I brought that up today on my live because I wanted people to know about it too. But yeah, thank you. I totally appreciate you going to bat for me because I can't see because he blocked me. So
I just want to say, people who are asking about Tina is not joining us tonight, but if you could all put some hearts in the side chat, she's just had some sad news. So we'll leave it at that and she can tell you in her own time, but just put some love in the side checks.
Let me tell you something, guys. I talked about it before. These people from Uvalde, they work for the school. They reached out to me because they reached out to the mainstream media to complain about Meghan Markle harassing them. And the mainstream media in the United States, they refuse to publish or even entertain the idea of running this story. They even said to them, the press said to them, oh, we don't want to get in trouble.
You know, I hope out of respect as well that they're going to calm their, you know, their promotion of their new, well, her new Riviera company. I just hope she kind of keeps that now quiet for a while, just out of respect. And stop trying to get in the media every 5 minutes.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen.
Nah, she's like a runt of a three-point.
That's the human thing to do, I think, and she has to do that. Otherwise,
yeah, but she's not human. She's a friggin' a-hole. I don't know. Let me ask all of you a question.
What would be going through a person like Meghan Markle's mind, and the other bald moron is sitting right there next to her? What would be going through their mind? And then they say, yes, it's okay. Let me put out a statement that is two sentences long. Does that sound like a person that is a human being and not a POS? Because to me, I honestly have to say it's more insulting of what we just got with this statement. It's more insulting of what the timing was. You know, they could have waited a day, maybe do it tomorrow morning, maybe even a whole paragraph, something. But they did it now, and they only used two sentences for a reason. And they still called her Kate.
Well, here's another way of looking at it. Maybe with the amount of backlash she got about saying nothing about when her dad went through all of that, she's just learned and grown as a, she's trying to emulate the humanoids, and she's learned that, you know, it's better to put out a statement than not, you know, personal growth. personal growth for Meghan.
So did she put out a statement about her father too just now?
No, not at all. Obviously not.
So she hasn't grown that much.
Well, you also have to remember the statement will lead to a headline. The headline will say Meghan Markle and Prince Harry put out a statement. You see, yeah. So the ultimate reason for the actual statement wasn't because they feel bad. It was so they could grab the headline. That's why they did it.
100%. It was the same with the Hall of Fame and the astronauts that were part of that. Do you remember that live chat, Andy, when we talked about the manipulation of the algorithms by getting associated with trending topics? And you know, that's exactly it. It's really, really sad.
I just typed in right now. If you type in Meghan Markle's statement, this is what you'll get. Prince Harry and Meghan issue statement on Kate Middleton. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle respond to Kate Middleton cancer diagnosis. Kate Middleton. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, Kate Middleton cancer statement in style. Harry and Meghan react to Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis. Prince Harry, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. Because it's going to make them money now, and it's going to make a lot of people money. And what's going to end up happening now with this Princess Catherine diagnosis is now you're going to have people using that. And like they just did on CNN, right, where they had that fake doctor, Gupta moron, you know, now they're going to have, oh, well, we spoke to an expert, or we spoke to a doctor, we spoke to someone, and then they're going to make money from it.
Just want to say welcome, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hi.
You're getting a hell of a lot of love in the chat. I keep going online.
I don't know what, I was just in the chat and people are sort of saying, and people are devastated. People are really sad. And I think there has been this feeling across the board with everyone watching this over the last 4 or 5 years. And they have felt the need to come out and fight for justice for Catherine, for William, for the royal family. And they've been doing that constantly because it's felt like there's been no justice. And today, with this news, it's devastating. And for those people that have been fighting for that, it's just that sucker punch again to think that all this time they've been doing that. We've been watching Catherine and William suffer like this and they've been going through this. No words, is there?
You know? People are saying now that Town Magazine is saying Prince Harry and Meghan Markle send well wishes to Kate Middleton. I didn't see them sending her well wishes, wishing her speedy recovery, prayers, or anything like that.
Oh, you forgot their titles, though. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Kate Middleton. Yeah, they use their full titles, but they constantly diminish where she is and where her standing is by calling her Kate Middleton. I'm sorry, who the F is Kate Middleton? The last time I saw Kate Middleton was when she was walking into the church to get married to William. I haven't seen her since. Who is Kate Middleton?
Yeah. Yep. I agree. It is like a passive aggression. It really, really is.
Yeah.
And what Andy said earlier is interesting about actually looking at how these publications that are talking that way about Catherine represent Meghan. It's an interesting factoid that you brought, Andy, because... Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, it's happened many times before where they'll do something just for the Google search, literally just for the Google search. We know that from the New York trip last year where they took the trip to Harlem, and that way it would remove the Google search on the New York school in Brooklyn. Remember, with the NDAs. So this is a tactic that these two morons will always use. But the real problem is, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it that they put out a statement. I'm still going to roast them. The real problem is that it was two sentences. I think that made them look really bad. And even normal people that aren't, you know, anti-Meghan, even they will say, wow, only two sentences. That's nothing.
I agree.
And it goes.
If anybody wants to write to Princess Catherine, I posted the address so you can write to her.
Hang on, Paula. One sec. Oh, that's a great idea. Sorry to cut you off there. Jen, what were you? You were going to jump in there. What are your thoughts?
No, it just goes to show with those two sentences how they're just stringing out this hate even more, and how they don't want to build the bridge between the pair.
Because I mean, it is interesting that we're focusing so heavily on Meghan on this side, but we are talking about the sister-in-law, the, you know, the brother's wife of Harry. And you would think that even Harry would have realized that this is not the way to make the statement. What do you?
Yeah, because don't forget, before Meghan, there was, you know, Harry was close with Catherine.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. They were close, and it's such a shame that that's happened because they had such a good relationship. And I think, how can you hate someone so much where you just don't want to build any bridges? And I feel like Harry and Meghan are so far removed from reality at the moment, and they need to come back down to earth. You know, that this is like life or death now, and they should be changing their ways, but they're not. No. And it doesn't connect with me. It doesn't make sense that, you know, this is a massive change in their family dynamic.
Do you think, like, Harry's gonna leave his precious wife and fly back to the UK and make an effort with Catherine over this?
He should be by his brother's side. That's what he should be doing. His brother's going through hell now, and he should be there to support his brother.
I agree with what you're saying, but that's coming from a perception of brothers who aren't
a normal person.
Well, not so much that. I mean, they've really separated. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? So even if Harry was overwhelmed with concern, the thought of what the backlash of him rushing to his brother's side would be is probably enough to... I mean, let's just give him the benefit of the doubt that he gives a rat's ass for a second, right? I mean, just think about how much, you know, backlash you would get for rushing over to his brother's side. I mean, the press would annihilate him. The internet would annihilate him. But, you know, I want to throw that over to you. How do you think, right, Harry should have handled this? I mean, where are you on this?
Well, to be honest with you, Harry's gone from being a spare to barely there, isn't he? Like, who is he? Who's Harry?
Nice.
You know, and the thing is, in William wouldn't, I should imagine, wouldn't even want him there, and it's all Harry's creating. All of this, why we're here today is Harry and Meghan coming out and doing what they've done. We wouldn't even be talking on this. People wouldn't even have speculated on Catherine to the extent that they have if it wasn't for William's brother. How does William even forgive that? You know, it's just next level. And, you know, Victoria said about life and death. It's been about life and death since day one. Philip, yeah. Queen. Yeah, it was nothing. Thomas Markle.
Yeah. Oh, you're actually right. And yeah, I didn't think of that.
Nothing. I'm just saying, nothing has stopped these two. In fact, they're like, someone said they're like the Grim Reapers of the royal family. If there's pain, they are there and they will cash in on that. And nothing stopped them, you know. A country in mourning of a queen for 70 plus years. And this is why the people have come out and gone, no, you know, like, stop, just stop. And like you said, Victoria, there needs to be a come down to earth. What we're watching in front of our eyes as they continue in the smile, and it's just infuriating. And you know, I just feel like none of this would be to the level that it has been for Catherine. You know, she's been facing this while having the most rancid and vile words. Even today, this is karma, apparently. It's disgusting on levels, you know, and it's just wrong. I've seen good and bad all my life. I grew up in abuse, and I have seen both sides of it, and I try and keep balance with who I am as a person. Yeah. And it's hard to do that when you're watching shit like this and the bad seem to, like, just carry on, you know? Sorry.
Can you imagine how terrified?
One at a time.
What was that?
Victoria, you go first.
Oh no, I was just going to say, do you think then that is because they're both narcissists? I mean, I just find it so hard to believe that they don't have any empathy at all. But maybe it's because I have empathy myself, that it's very hard to get my head around the fact that they don't care. And it's really difficult when I've watched Harry grow up here in England and see him grow up from a boy. And I've always sort of liked him as a person. So to see him change to someone that I don't recognise, it's really hard for me to fathom that he's like this now. And I just think, what would it take for him to wake up? Or has he always been this person? And that's what I struggle with internally.
Yeah, Victoria, I want to ask you this, because what you just said, there was one thing that I've talked about in the last with Meghan's mole as well. Do you think that that view that you are talking about of Prince Harry growing up, do you think that that view was created by the palace and by the British media back then? And now they're showing us who he actually is.
Do you know, I think in a sense you could be right, but I do remember the days when I think I was 9 when Diana died, and when I saw it on the television and I watched the funeral as well, and we went to lay flowers down. You know, I saw a young boy who was, you know, that he's lost his mum, and I think everybody just gathered around the royal family at that time, and we'd always felt like they were part of our family growing up. And then when he went off the rails and did his partying and stuff like that, everyone sort of still supported him because he was still the rebel of the family, and we kind of liked a bit of that about him.
Yeah, I agree.
So we've just protected him, both of them, because we've always felt a sense of care and compassion when it comes to what happened to Diana.
Yeah.
And so as I've always seen him in a different light because of what he's been through.
Yeah.
So to see him in such a different, in a different way, it's quite difficult for me to deal with that he's not the person I thought he was, which is sad, you know.
Yeah, and especially.
He did buy an award.
Isn't it wild how we can all remember where we were when Diana died? They say I've seen that somewhere, and I was like, "You can't you?"
Yeah,
like, and I was similar age to you, Victoria. You couldn't tell though, looking at me today. But it's
same age, Jennifer.
But it, I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying there. It's. I still look at him as that little boy.
I think it left such a massive impact on everyone in the UK who went and lived through Diana's passing. And it sort of set this mental, you know, caring point, if you will, for Harry. And I think it stuck with a lot of us because I think, again, we were really rooting for Harry to have, you know, a wife that was going to, you know, be the next Diana. That's how I felt. Anyway, do you know what I mean? The pressure was more on Harry, I felt.
But Ron, hold on right there. With the intense abuse from the paparazzi that Princess Catherine has taken, and not only in the last months, you know, we're talking about years now. Like, I remember those photos when I was doing my research, because I barely started covering this last year, and there's video of Princess Catherine running from dozens of paparazzi in the street. Okay, so when you look at it, was it really Harry's wife that was going to be Diana, or is it Catherine that we can see with our very eyes is Diana, and that's how they're treating her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it's I'm always going to root for the underdog. Do you see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying you're wrong in any way. It's just for me, I think for me, I would have liked to have seen William and the Queen, and then have that is Harry's thing. Is his wife is the shining beacon, and that's, you know, where he, you know, gets his. Do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like I wanted it for Harry more than William, because William's already going to be king. Whoever he marries is going to be queen, and I really wanted that for Harry. But again.
And William his wife, I think, has been, Princess Catherine has been so supportive of him throughout everything. And she's gone along with all the royal events. She's basically played her role with William, and she's been by his side. Whereas Meghan, as soon as she came into the royal family, she was against it from the beginning. And so she's been sort of picking away, taking bits from him from sort of the start of their relationship. And it was... you could see that he wasn't going to stay around, because she was feeding him sort of a different way of life, and he was going along with it. And she should have known what she was marrying into.
I disagree with you that. I don't think she was against it from the beginning. I think she went against it when she realised she wasn't going to get her way. When the narcissist realised that she couldn't fool the world. She couldn't fool the UK anyway.
Yeah, I just want to throw this one here. We're going to do a quick fire answer, right? I'll call your name out. I truly believe that Meghan will roll out the photos of the invisible children. It's the only thing she can do to sort of beat the press on this. Now, Jen, What do you think? Yeah, you just say it's a yes or no. We're not looking for a long answer. Do you think this has got the caliber for her to do that? Because obviously she's a crazy person. What do you think?
Yes. Yes, straight fire.
Okay. Victoria?
Ask me the question again.
Whoa. Do you think that this is going to be the motive for the pictures of the kids to be used to surpass the press?
Yeah, is her desk, you know, she wants to surpass Catherine on this news. Is she going to whip out photos of the kids?
If she does do this, she's really gone too far. You know, yeah. It would be shocking if she is that stupid and that naive and that arrogant to do that. Then it takes her to a whole different playing field for everybody, and she's not doing herself any favors if she says anything or does anything. Just stay quiet for now.
Okay, just a reminder as well. Just looking for a yes or no answer. Megan's mom.
Sorry.
Megan's mom.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Nope. I think Megan will probably put Harry in a rehab center first.
Oh, listen, that's a spicy narrative.
That will. Oh, I
genuinely feel like we as no, there we go. Sorry, Andrew.
Will she put out the photos?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say yes, just because she sucks, but she has no shame, so I'll say yes, she has no shame.
Tina, do you think this is where we're going to see the pictures of the kids?
I wouldn't put anything past her, to be honest.
Yeah. Big shout out to what is clearly a heat wave going on in Victoria's life right now.
Can I mention something here?
Yes, please do.
The Sussex squad, the degenerate Sussex squids, are going around saying, we're not going to give Catherine or Kate any privacy because she didn't give Megan any privacy when she needed it. Let me make it clear to all the idiots in the back who don't know. Megan aired her dirty laundry herself to the world. She didn't want privacy. So you guys need to back the F up off of Catherine and go mind your own and go stick a couple dildos up your bums and relax. Okay. That's all I have to say. That's it.
I just think right now people just don't engage with the Sussex squad. Just don't even give them the satisfaction. The world will be looking at them right now. This is going to completely turn it on its head. And if people start engaging them, just let the fucking mist disappear. Sorry, language.
Well, I'm going to say in the States, because I'm looking through the comments of another creator who had covered this a bit earlier, and their demographic is mostly American, and they are claiming that this video that Catherine put out is an AI video. It's not even Catherine. Where are her moles? Where are her dimples? We can't see her dimples. Well, idiots, she's lost weight. How can you see dimples when a person has lost weight in her face? You can clearly see that. I mean,
okay, let me just because this is the internet. That was just an opinion, okay? That was something Molly's seen. We are not saying that is fact. This is just two people talking on the internet. Okay, I'm just saying because we need to prefix that.
I'll say it as fact. No.
Tina, go on.
I am taking it back though for what Victoria said
No, go Tina.
Just how the British public and how whether we've been spread a line about Harry all this time, it's regardless. It doesn't matter because for so many years, like you said, Victoria, we watched him walk behind that coffin just like we did William, and they became an extension of Diana. They became the people's princes. And it's almost like we've watched a Christmas episode of EastEnders roll out, but real time, real pain and real lives in front of our eyes for like 5 years now. And I think over that time, he's lost that people's prince. And it does leave us questioning, were we spread a line? But it's hard to disassociate from the emotions. We felt like we're grieving Harry as well to begin with from the UK, this broken relationship with these two brothers. But I think right now, actually, probably about 2 years ago, people were pretty much done. Yeah. And this right now, this, they are done. I just don't, Harry, I just like, no, don't you think know- so.
You know, another thing that fits in with this is I remember how devastated my mum was when Diana died. Like, I remember, you know, every Christmas for, you know, 2 or 3 years, it was Diana's book coming out, or Diana, Diana, Diana. And it was this huge phase of watching her escaping, you know, this life she didn't want. And then suddenly she passed away. And seeing the devastation in my mum really stuck with me a lot, because obviously I was a young teenager. It was just, you know, it was something that happened. I was not really that invested. But when you see the impact that it has on someone, it really threw me back. And I think that is where a lot of my ties come from, is seeing how devastated somebody as close to me as my mum was. Also, I don't know where Paul is. I mean, somebody asked that about 5 minutes ago.
But then in turn, sorry,
Jen. No, carry on, Tina.
No, you carry on, honestly.
No, I was just seeing this comment, so I thought I'd chuck it out for Jen. Who was your source? Told a wild tale to help the RF identify all the leaks in their inner circle. As Victoria did point out at the beginning of this podcast, we are both confused over this source and being told that information. It's quite hurtful, isn't it? I mean, Victoria rang me earlier as I was getting ready for this and said, "Are you peed off with this source?" And I said,
I forgot all about that. See, that's why I didn't make it a royal news thing. See, that's why I didn't stick the logo on it in case it turned out to be crazy, crazy madness.
It's somebody in the, you know, inner circles of high society here in the UK.
I think
they've been fed that information, because, you know, it's crazy.
Paula and I had that discussion, right? Paula and I had that discussion. I wish Paula was here for that. And that is, do you know what? I'm going to have a rant tomorrow. I'd forgotten all about that. That just slid under the radar. The boss is, Sean, see tomorrow, mate, it's rant time. Put aside a good 20 minutes, because that's a madness.
But again, nothing. Yeah, no. Everything we hear doesn't mean we believe it.
But you guys can't cheat
the messenger.
Yeah, you guys sold it hard, though. I'm just saying.
Such a close source, you would have thought that they were being honest, and that's what's so kind of upsetting about it, is there are so many snakes in the grass when it comes to when you've got a high profile, people will just come for you. Yeah. And that's what happens. And we got fed completely the wrong information. I feel really kind of bad that happened, you know.
I'm actually quite grateful that I didn't have a bottle of Prosecco tonight, or I might be doing a madness right now, because I'm just saying, because
you can't trust what anyone has to say unless you hear it directly from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and people that spit lies should, you know, have their comeuppance. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's get off this, because I'm really triggered by that.
Can I ask something here? I want to throw something to the panel here. I want to know what everyone thinks of Rose Hanbury. I mean, sorry, I shouldn't be calling her that. Rose Chumley, you know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah. So she sent Stephen Colbert a cease and desist about what he said about her husband being gay and things about her and William having an affair on his show. So she has apparently issued a cease and desist to him from her lawyers. And I want you guys to discuss this. Should she sue him?
I'm just going to say yes. Is that the right answer? I'm assuming so. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Did no one else hear
it? Colbert is a goober. He's an establishment goober. Okay, he used to have a good show back when he had Colbert Report. He's turned into a political D-bag that just cares about Trump 24/7. So when you really look at what he actually said, I think he was just saying it because his college intern, what are they, producers or some stuff, they're the ones that told him, oh, everybody on social media is talking about Catherine, or no, they're talking about Kate. We should talk about that too. That's probably, I mean, he's an establishment goober. He's just a mouthpiece. So whatever the people up top told him to say, that's what he said. But as far as it goes with Rose, you want me to tell you the truth with this, Rose? I wish this woman could sue them, and I mean big. I'm talking about so big where that someone else will worry about opening their friggin' mouth, you know, about anything else like this. I really hope that she does something like that.
And it does need to stop. And, you know, and with this diagnosis.
Because his platform is so big. You're talking about like prime time news for Colbert.
I couldn't
contain it. I just had to message the boss about that source and have a wee fucking micro rant.
And do you know what?
I wish I could play that rant.
This whole thing has been really emotive to everyone, but now we've got a cancer diagnosis, and I feel for the people that have got cancer, and then watching Catherine with cancer, and they're seeing all this hate that is still coming out today, and they're facing that battle, and they're seeing all these vile words directed at Kate, like karma and stuff like that, and I just think this is only going to grow worse and bigger, so people need to stop engaging, you know, like with the vileness that they are.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to disagree. I feel like
Meghan. I mean the Sussex squad. But the thing is,
like with us, we have to protect these people now more than ever because these people aren't gonna stop. Meghan and Harry fans are not gonna stop. No. And also, now that it's making people money, the people in the press aren't gonna stop. And there isn't anyone counterculture that talks about this. So we have to do as much as we can as YouTubers and as independent media to put it all down and shut it down.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Last weekend, we got a hashtag going, I stand with Catherine, and we had 40,000 reposts on Twitter with a photo of her with I stand with Catherine. And this weekend, we're going bigger. I stand with William and Catherine. And just a picture of the two of them, just in support from the people to two people that didn't deserve any of this.
So you're putting hashtag I stand with William and Catherine this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put that in chat.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a super pathetic apology that was just issued by Blake Lively. Did you guys see that?
Oh, God.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So she, let me tell you what she says. She posted it on her Instagram stories.
Give us a bit of backstory as to what she did before you tell us.
Basically, what she did is that she jumped on the Photoshop bandwagon and was using her company also to poke fun at the whole thing. And mind you, she has three young daughters. Okay, so let's just see what kind of example she's setting for her daughters by picking on another woman. But with her apology, she said, I'm sure no one cares today, but I feel like I have to acknowledge this. I made a silly post around the Photoshop fails frenzy, and oh man, that post has me mortified today. I'm sorry. Sending love and well wishes to all, always. That's what I think to that. If you're going to apologize and you have to include but, you've already lost me.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that. Do you know what? That is something that my mum used to say. Never have an apology with a but in it because it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm bringing up my mum a lot. Big shout out to my mum, all right? Big shout out to my mum tonight.
Shout out to Ron's mum.
Shout out to Ron's mum.
Hey, Ron's mum.
It's just, again, I don't dive into the news the way you guys do. And it really shocks me when I get, you know, the facts from you guys every week about just how much negativity that there is. And even now, there's negativity surrounding Catherine after she's made this statement. It really is disgusting. And honestly, that's the most shocking thing for me every single week is realizing that there is such a lack of empathy, even on such a professional level, about this situation. And it just goes to prove that doesn't matter how much good you do, you're going to have a hate crew. And even that stands for Princess Catherine after she's diagnosed with cancer. So
like you literally have people claiming that video is an AI, it's fake, that's not even the real Catherine, it's all BS, they don't believe it, and that whatever hate she gets, she deserves it because of Meghan Markle, and they weren't nice to her, and the royals treated her so terribly. Like, it feels like you're dealing with 10-year-olds online.
Yeah, it's also good reminding me that there is sides, and a lot of this does come from the Meg hate train in the political, you know, from the official news side and from the viewership point of view, because even that is mind blowing in itself. It really, really is.
Are the sugars paid by Meghan somewhere?
Not all of them.
No.
Not all of them. I'm sure maybe I wouldn't say Meghan, I would say the whoever handles the online social media side, they'll have some sketchy characters as
Do you know what though? Harry and Meghan have known about their sugars all this time, and they've had every moment and every opportunity to come out and call them out also, as they're calling out social media bullying. So actually, whatever they do, it's all under their name. And like I said, the world are watching them right now, because this is completely changed.
Yeah.
Carry on. And you know, people are saying, like, they're sending me love, and I know you can see that I'm not myself. I have watched today the saddest thing I've ever, well, no, actually, it's up there. And I watched a whole community wrap their hands, you know. Sorry.
You're all right, Tina. Don't worry. Everyone can look at my face while you just
around a family that is suffering. And I think that's what people have been trying to do, the UK public. And I just think they need to do that with kind, you know. Like I've seen today. So, yeah. Bad shit happens to good people every fucking day of the week.
Tina, I just want to give you a big hug right now. Like, you've got me crying over here, too.
Sorry, I didn't want to come on.
It's just an emotional day for all of us. It's just emotional. There's just so much bad going. Like, the world truly feels like it's upside down at the moment. And yeah, you're right. It feels like we're losing the good people in this world. And all evil are just hanging around living their lives till like their 90s.
Yeah,
I get it.
And the bad are just not, you know, the bad are sticking to the bad, and the good are trying to come out and be like, no, that's wrong, just stop. And like, people on my posts on YouTube are coming out saying, I feel physically ill. And I think people need to connect with, like, that time that Ron, you say you come down and you see your mom so upset. I was the same. I come into the kitchen on a Sunday morning and see my mom sobbing at the sink. You know, Diana was, you know, this woman, she was holding babies with AIDS. She was walking across landmines. You know, that touched people. People connected to that and related to that. And they've done the same with Catherine and William. And the people in the UK, you know, street parties I've been to, they have this defense mechanism that's literally just come out and watching Harry and Meghan do what they've done. And they've done that. And they don't feel like they're being heard. And that's why it's grown on social media. And I know this show got a lot of hate for speaking out on what someone said and stuff. But people have got to question why people are coming to social media. It's because they feel so angry and frustrated with what they've been watching. And social media is a voice of the people in good and bad. But when we have good and bad in life all the time, and we've seen the bad in social media and the good also, you know, my breakdown.
There's a lot of love for you in the chat right now, Tina.
Oh, you know, all you gotta do is come in and cry. No, to be fair, I've watched the saddest thing today, and no one should ever face that. And people, you know, it's ink to come home, and that as well. It's just like, wow, to know that that family has been going through that. Not only that, Charles as well. William, what the hell is that man gone through? How many triggers has he got to face to his childhood as well, with his mom and his wife? And we've listened on a loop to and watched fake car chases. And, you know, there's no actual real trauma there. Like, they don't seem to, it's not real what we're seeing. We're seeing her as like this vessel that just continues no matter the weather. There's no acknowledgement. When she sat on that International Women's Day, like, it's just like, are you for real? What you've done, what you've continued to do. There are women that run into burning fucking buildings and knowing their kids are asleep at home. Like, there are more women that inspire me than someone like Meghan Markle, who takes a platform and uses it as a victim and just incites hate and divide worldwide.
You get it out. And someone's asking in the chat for your website. I don't think, is your details in the description box below this video?
One of the mods can locate that for Tina.
Should be all depressing. Is I just go like this and write a letter to some dev, you know.
No, I think it's important for people who are just tuning in. You know, Tina, you know, she has been through a lot, but she's a very special, empathetic human being, and you know, we just. All the love for you, Tina.
I love you too.
Yeah.
We love you, Tina.
We love you,
Tina. We love you, Tina. And don't forget to support Tina. Break the internet again this weekend with photos of William and Catherine on X. So hashtag I stand with William and Catherine.
And you know what? I've been conflicted about doing that because they want their privacy, yeah? But I think now's the time where the British people show the good that they are. And just that line, we stand with you, that's enough, you know?
I just feel so bad for William at the moment because he's going through it on both sides, you know? His wife and his dad. I mean, at the same time, it's awful, isn't it? And you think, how is he going to... He's got to support both, you know, and he's got to be there for his children at the same time. So everybody needs to rally around him and Princess Catherine now and be there for them, for all of them, you know? And the media needs to leave them alone.
Oh, you know? God. The media... are coming out. I see that Barmy woman, what's her name? She's been on Breakfast TV every morning for the last 4 years. She's a bit forgetful. What's her name? Come on,
Angela,
you know.
Angela
Levin. Sort of blaming the public. Now the public have been disgusting and they feel like they own Catherine. And next sentence, Eamon Holmes going, well, all she's got to do is come on here. And Angela Levin then saying, or speak to me. And it's like, no, you're just pissed because William's drawn a line and said, no, we're not doing this. We're not playing your games. And then you blame the public because you as the media have gone too far.
Are you kidding? It was the media who was inciting everything.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
The media who was demanding she show her medical record.
Yes.
We demand to know what is wrong with her. We need
original photo. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of surgery takes 6 to 8 weeks to recover from, and then you need 10 days in the hospital, and then you need this much recovery time? They are lying to us when really the bigger picture should be, and that questions should be, why was Obama at... where was he meeting Rishi Sunak the other day? Why are these never mind. I'm not going to get into this right now because this is going to go real left real quick. Never mind. Never mind. I don't know. I'm just annoyed at the whole situation. I'm disgusted at the media because they were the ones who they fanned the flames. They made it worse than what it was. You couldn't wait till after Easter for this woman to deal with the news that she got, get it together, and then come and face the world. It feels like Catherine was forced to put out this message because she didn't want anyone else to claim her medical diagnosis or explain it. But
I don't know. I'm just going to put a counter argument in here maybe she wanted to mention this weeks ago. And was stopped. I mean, I'm just putting that thought out there because I think she would have quite happily been upfront from the start, but I think she was told not to be.
And she had to have her children.
She has another thing, isn't it? So maybe she didn't even want to tell her children what she's going through because it's hard on the kids to understand what's happening to their mum. So some families choose not to divulge that information to the children because it puts stress onto the kids, but they can't hide it from the kids because it's everywhere. So it's difficult for them because really a lot of families do deal with cancer diagnosis in a lot of different ways and they haven't had a choice in the matter. They've had to do it the way that they are made to do it by having to give every bit of their private life to the media. And I think sometimes it just goes too far. And the kids, they might not have wanted the kids to know at all. But they haven't had a choice but to tell them.
A much better thought out response than mine. Yeah. You're totally right.
I've just seen a message about Taylor Swift. Can we take a moment to acknowledge Taylor Swift putting Catherine behind her and she dedicated a song for her on her concert?
As long as what you're actually saying is something nice about Taylor Swift. Okay,
She dedicated a song at a concert for Princess Catherine and had a whole montage of Princess Catherine behind her.
Okay, a montage. That's lovely. Big shout out to Tay Tay. Can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour this year because I have tickets. Just throwing that in there again. Okay, that's third.
Oh my God, is that still ongoing? I remember when you first started saying, I've got tickets to Taylor Swift. Yeah. That was like a year ago. Is this Or yeah. is it every year? Or I mean,
no, this is the only time I've ever been. I'm a secret. My secret like thing is crush. Taylor Swift. No, not crush. Just
are you in love with Taylor Swift, Ron?
No.
Just
no.
a little bit. Just a little bit.
I have made a sign to hold up that says, "I tell my kids you're their real mum." That's why I'm going to hold up.
That's brilliant. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, Paula, in fact,
thank God for that.
Right, Paula, before you answer this, was it lightning, earthquake, or government?
No. It's just a friend of mine who wanted me to jump quickly on her live. So I did that because she's
how dare you?
She just crossed channels to a different line.
Yeah, listen, we're making you full screen.
She had to tell me no. because I was so outraged. You know, you have no idea the comments I was reading. Mm-hmm. They are so appalling. Some of the comments that they said, I actually yelled at the people. You know how I am. And it's in Spanish, so I really get to enjoy it. And we all know how Spanish people are. So the lady was saying, so what if it isn't true? They're making more of a big deal. I'm like, this is why you're up. I said it in Spanish. Too bad I can't say it here. Le dije que un imbécil de la primera categoría es estúpida. Así se lo dije, Ron, porque me tenía tan encachimbada.
Exactly.
That's exactly how I said it, Ron.
That's exactly exactly how I would have worded it as well.
Yeah.
You always my friend was like, calm down. How can I calm down with that person?
When Spanish people are talking, it sounds so passionate all the time. Exactly. I love it. So passionate.
It always makes me really sad when we naturally get on to Taylor Swift during these podcasts and then we so quickly move on from the Taylor Swift part of the...
Blake Lively, did you guys talk about her? Megan Smalls sent it to me.
Who?
Blake Lively, who mocked
Princess Diana.
You guys talked about it?
Yeah, they did mention it. But the thing, I see someone come out and say, when this comes out, you're going to feel really bad.
Yeah.
Are they just protecting their brand? And this is what Harry and Meghan, I believe, now. You say about an Oprah interview, well, if she signed up and contracted... Now, you know, Oprah don't seem to, she seems to be quite a vessel also in my opinion, but even she's probably thinking, oh my God, like how are I going to navigate this? I don't think anyone's going to want to go near them now, but then that's just me maybe being a bit pessimistic in the Hollywood world that it is, I don't know. So you'd like to think by now people would have just gone, no. But yeah. Then I see an article in the news earlier on some...
What is this Taylor Swift thing?
That BBC have brought suits.
So what you're saying is you don't think that she'll be able to shake it off?
Who? Megan or Blake?
Blake.
Blake, no.
I think that was a Taylor Swift joke there. We missed that one.
Oh, is it? Oh, I'm not a Swiftie. I am now. I will now because she's done that for Catherine.
But what did she say? Okay, I don't understand. What did she say?
Hey, Blake Lively.
No, it's just Ron's in love. No, Ron's in love with Taylor Swift. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she mentioned that she had said something about Princess Catherine in
passing. In her concert, she fingered a song for Catherine. It was like, I want to hide or something like that. I don't know the Taylor Swift songs. It was about being hidden. And she had a montage with Catherine behind her.
Dedicated a song, had a montage.
Yeah, I saw this. Blake and Taylor are best friends. That's true.
Why don't you talk about what Taylor did for a second, Paula? What's your views on what Taylor did? Like what montage. Did she dedicated a song.
No. That's wrong. It wasn't Taylor dedicating it to Princess Catherine. No, it was two ladies, I think, who went to this karaoke thing, and they were playing one of Taylor Swift's songs, and they montaged Princess Catherine there.
Taylor Swift on a stage. I see it myself. It was a concert with a montage of Catherine stuff, and it was a song hidden or something like that. I don't know.
They she hasn't. She's not playing in London at the moment. And it was the lady says, "Okay." The pub, she said,
I'm gonna come on and Google this.
I'll Google it. Yeah, I'll Google it.
Ron's on it. Yeah, well, yeah, recent history.
I swear, effing God! I mean, I am just so angry because I was at my friend's live and she's like, and I'm looking in real time. People saying, "Oh, you know, like why She's not that bad. What if the palace made her say that?
Yeah, but that's the I lost it, guys.
I lost it. I'll send you a clip of how I lost it. You know, and you'll know I sound differently.
Well, while we were gone, we had a lot of people in the chat here were asking where you were. Yeah. They missed you.
Yeah, they miss hating me. That's for sure.
Have I been mugged by social media? Did that happen with Taylor Swift?
I think maybe you spread false news about Taylor Swift. You know, why are you hiding? Why are you not on camera, false news spreader?
Because I'm Googling now. I fell for that. I was praising Taylor Swift
I was going to let you off and not talk about the lilac mohair jumper this evening, but now spreading the false news, that is a madness.
You know, and did you see that, guys? Horrific to see creatures like Scoby now posting health reports about Catherine. I mean, he looks like Bert, you know, from Sesame Street with those really weird eyebrows. I mean.
No, but it is like you say, those who have been really pushing out negative, horrific narratives, the backpedaling is going to be fast and swift, especially if it's people whose entire life is social media. But to see a deletion of their previous narrative and a swift change, It's awful. It really, really is.
I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm surprised that he's a reporter. He's a proper reporter. I can't say this. Well, I'm going to spell it out, but my Graham, I love you. You follow. Omid Scumbag posts 6 p.m. alarm clock set for when Kate released the statement. What a little C-U-N-T. My Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Omid Scooby had that on there. I'm so in a, we can see our little mole going off on people there. I mean, exactly.
I think this is really, really starting to show people's true colors. It's disgusting.
Well, yeah, and again, it's just shocking.
It's a shame. It's her best to actually show their true colours when it's been there on full display all this time. And it just takes this for people to go, oh, yeah, they're bad. Sorry.
And, you know, I just had a long time. And the other channel was with my mate. And she's like, oh, but Kate. And I said, don't call her Kate. Her name is Catherine, because she has asked repeatedly, and even William have asked repeatedly, that she doesn't like to be called Kate. And I was telling her that I used to call my best friend Nene. You know, it's a shorter, it's like a mixed thing. I used to call her Nene for years. Until one day we were drunk and she finally tells me, Paula, whatever you do, stop calling me Nene. Please call me by my name. And I'm like, shit, I didn't know. I'm sorry. So imagine if somebody tells you, don't call me like that, and you still call that person by that name, that is no longer any cue, because somebody has asked you to respect their name, that they don't like it. So when you continue to talk like that, you know, even if I like it, I have some people who call me Paola. I have one of my best mates. He calls me Paola, like, so my name is with an O. And I have told him repeatedly, that's not my name. And people, you know, my name is short, and people go, hi, Pao. I'm like, Paula.
Sometimes at house parties, I introduce myself with a different name to every single person I meet that night, just to confuse the hell out of them if any of them gather to start talking about me. You know what I'm saying?
But that's different, because you go by your pseudonym or whatever you call it. But it's disgusting. You know, I was on the other channel because it's in Spanish. But people, the majority were great. But some people are... I mean, and I was reading the comments. I actually had to stop and say, are you for real?
What happened? The comments here. Yeah. The comments on the other one. What happened? Sorry, I've been really deep
in the talking about in the comments on my friend's section. This is in Spanish. She has a Spanish speaking channel.
So it was the comments on her channel that triggered you, and you had to go. And were you defending her, or were you defending?
I was calling her an imbecile. I was calling out all these imbeciles online because we were talking about, she was playing the video of Princess Catherine and saying the message. And even if you play without a sound, guys, you can clearly see a woman in this dress. A woman, you know, you can even see that her eyes are sunken in. You can see she's distressed. You can see her pacifying her hands because she knows, to begin with, it's a deeply personal and very stressful thing. She almost broke down in tears twice. And not only that, this woman was harassed to the point of being forced to make a statement. And what is the first thing we see Anderson Cooper going online say, oh, she may not have it with that idiot Anderson Cooper. But this lady, you can see the stress. So we were actually analyzing the video, how frail she looked, how stressed she was, how horrifying, you know, in many ways she was very nervous because she knows, and I said that too in my friend's channel, that people, no matter what she says, no matter what she does, no matter how frail, no matter how scared she is, no matter how much she gives us, people are going to trash her.
And that's why we need to sort of go, no, we stand with William and Catherine. You fucking have that.
Yes.
Enough of all the hate. And we've got them in here, you know? Get a grip.
I know. I've seen a few sugars in the chat tonight, but nothing like last week's.
Yeah,
and I was kind of hoping for one to cause Paula to do one of her fabulous rants this evening, but they all seem to be quite well behaved.
No. I'm sorry. I know I sound the loudest one, but you know, I had a friend of mine, one of my dearest friends. My whole family has died of cancer on my father's side. You know, and one of my best friends in the whole world. He was. I think I was telling you guys before he was 6 months older than me, and he ended up dying of cancer, you know, and he went quickly. Okay. And this is something I still can't get over because, really upsets me.
I just want to say, if there's any scientists watching, go and hurry up with a cure for this. Enough, kind of enough's enough now with the cancer. All right. We get
go on to all sorts of conspiracy, but I would get this channel in serious trouble about.
But yeah. you know, there's a treatment in Spain that they take directly from your bone marrow, and actually it's mind-blowing. And basically what it does, they inject it somehow with the cancer. It's like a vaccine. They inject it with cancer because from what I understand, what kills you the most is that the cancer cells spread too quickly for the immune system to be able to fight it off. So with this thing, what they do, when they pull it directly from your bone marrow and they take these cells, and they inject them with the cells, and then they start working on it, and they injected back. So they multiply like 100 times quicker than the cancer cells.
But of course, the WHO is the only place that is right at the moment.
Yeah, again, I just want to throw this out there since, you know, it's late on a Friday night and I'm feeling like just throwing something out there. I think we're going to see something happen in the development of the brain chips that Elon Musk is developing that's going to revolutionize, you know, something where we're going to decode something in the brain, or it's going to unlock something. Because it's what I've always said, this, all of these integrating technology ideas are fantastic. It's the people owning and running the world that are the problem with this. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it would be way more convenient for me if everything was just built into my hand, passport, bank card, all this. But sadly, the people that would put those in inside you would definitely put a tiny bit of explosive and all that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, it's the people that run the world that ruin these ideas for us all. But yeah, I'm all for you know, Elon Musk and the brain chips. I'm excited to see what comes from it.
I'm just going to say something. Crazy. Free Speech One June says, cancer is a word, not a sentence. She'll get better. Let me tell you, when I found out I had lupus, I didn't know what was wrong with me for years. I went to London, I went to Belgium, Spain, and all the places I lived, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And every time I went to the doctors, they couldn't find it. In 2012, I found out finally what was wrong with me when I came to the wedding of, I came here to Nicaragua, and a doctor in Nicaragua, within 5 minutes, started asking me, your hands get red with this. I mean, yes, you've suffered eating, because I used to be anorexic, and you've been anorexic. Yeah. And you get joint pains. Yeah. And you get sudden fevers. And I am not wearing makeup. You know, this is the butterfly because I'm having a lupus flare up. And they said, we're going to do a skin graft on your, you know, hair. And the next day I came back, the first thing she told me, she said, not cancer. But you have an illness, you know, and you can live a long time, but it's not cancer. Because even though cancer is a word, it is a very scary one, at least to me.
I've just I've just sent a message to Jen, which is
my phone isn't, I've not got the phone in the room.
Okay, well, I'm going to send it to Tina. Okay, Tina, can you read something I said in here? Are you using your phone?
Let me grab it. I'll go grab it.
Oh no, yeah, that'd be great.
On WhatsApp.
Yeah. It's just a message from Samantha Markle. And I've asked for permission for it to be read, and any one of you will do it justice over my like childlike reading capability.
Got it.
All right, Jen, you can fire away with that.
So the first one is
Just read the first one.
May Her Royal Highness, yeah?
Yeah.
May Her Royal Highness, Catherine, Princess of Wales, be blessed by the healing love and grace of our Heavenly Father. And may the British royal family have strength and comfort during this challenging time in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
I mean, that to me sounds like a well-constructed and thought-out message to people. And it's
can
just
you
such
send
a...
it to me? I'm going to post it on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, of course.
I want to post it because can you imagine if Samantha Markle has never met Princess Catherine? You don't need to have met somebody to have empathy. She's a mother of three children. You know, my friend who died left three children, one of them being 4 years old.
You know, I actually
This is from Samantha. Yeah. I mean, she has addressed Catherine correctly and with respect there. That's the first thing to point out in this message. And it actually seems heartfelt.
You know, I actually have a theory after knowing Samantha and Tom that Meghan was just terrified that the royals would love them so much and they would have a much more elevated place in the world than she had. I think that really is a possibility.
You know, at this point in time, you know, there's something about Kinsey Scofield. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to play it a little bit here. So because I think she sums it up beautifully. You know, James Middleton posted a message in his Instagram that said, over the years we have climbed... Here, I'll pause it because I'll start crying. It says, we have climbed many mountains together as a family. We will climb this one with you too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But listen to Kinsey Scofield because she literally broke down. Wait.
You have such an uplifting... Vanessa, I really wish that I had... You have such an uplifting, you know, spirit right now, and I wish I could meet you there. I am, unfortunately... I'm just so angry. I've lost all faith in humanity. And this, I'm just really disappointed at the way we've treated her. And it feels like we've pushed her into having to make this statement. And, you know, I've done news all over the world for the last 2 weeks. And I've been asked all sorts of horrific questions about this woman's privacy and about, you know, her credibility. Is she a liar? Did she lie about the photo? Do I really think she photoshopped the photo? And so I think cancer is so scary and it's so upsetting. And you have such a cheerful and joyful spirit right now. And I wish I could meet you there, but I'm mad at the Kim Kardashians making fun of the situation on my way to find Kate. I'm mad at the John Olivers. I'm mad at the Stephen Colberts. And I'm mad that this person became a punchline when she was going through something so serious and horrible behind the scenes.
Yep.
Yeah, can I just ask what the title of that video is?
Which one?
The one
Oh, Kinsey Scofield is on Talk TV. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the link. Okay, it's Princess Kate cancer news was a huge shock. It's with Talk TV, Kinsey Scofield. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
It's a little clip that they posted.
All I'm going to say, did anybody else get YouTube apology video vibes from that Kinsey Scofield video? I'm just saying, I don't know Kinsey Scofield.
That was the classic, yeah.
Does anybody else feel like there was any, like, you know, hamming it up a little
bit? You know what? I got to tell you, Kinsey has nothing to apologize because she's been one of the few reporters who've been saying, give her, I think she's saying we, when she actually meant to say you guys.
Okay. No, I'll take.
Kinsey has been saying, leave this woman alone. And every time she goes on live, she gets asked the same questions. And the same answer she has always given is, leave her the F alone.
I'll be honest with you. On this one, I'm happy to sort of take what you're saying.
Genuine.
And Paula, on this one.
I would tell you. I know Kinsey. Yeah, well, that's what I'm
saying. 100%. So if you're saying it's genuine, I'll retract that statement and believe you, because.
And you know what, Kinsey probably does feel bad. You know, you know, Jen, Victoria, for that bit you were told, you carry this guilt, don't you? You know, there is a human empathy. But someone who can come out and own that shit and apologise, and that's the difference, you know? We've not seen that with Harry and Meghan or any of the people that look up to them. Accountability, even if you didn't mean to cause harm, that people can relate to, they will understand, and they will, you know, give you a bit of credit back, you know? That, you know, that's what we've not seen in all of this.
And Brenda, who hasn't, in their, you know, in their life, fallen... for the monger train,
exactly.
We all have,
you know
the gossip train, and we've all gone believed something we've heard before and gone, oh, well, that must be true because the person seems reliable. And
I'll be honest with you, Tina, I am filled with rage that we were fed that information, right? I'll be honest with you.
What did I tell you in the messages? Remember what I sent you in the messages?
Paula, you weren't here. So remember when I said I wish Paula was here when we brought that up? Because Paula, you said to me, right, are you sure? And do you remember how hard I sold you on it because of how hard
What did I say to you? I am worried because some people will feed you wrong information to make you look like an idiot. When I put out information, guys, and Ron can tell you this, the staff member of former staff member of Meghan Markle's house, I almost gave this person a heart attack. I mean, I called in a few favors, and there was a police because this person sent me the IDs to make sure, and then I had her investigated, and then I pulled on some favors to people to go of physically knock on her door to verify it was her. She almost died of a heart attack. She almost didn't do the thing with me, you know, because I wanted to make sure that it was a real thing.
And I weren't saying that to cause, you know, I was just saying, like, we all fall for it. It's not, they are the royal family. It's been massive. Even my husband was questioning me, you know, like, he doesn't give a damn, you know, but it's that big. It's blown out of control. Of course, people are going to come. But tonight, I think this show has each and every one of you acknowledged the fact that that happened, and accountability.
Well,
like,
I've learned a harsh, harsh lesson on who to trust, and obviously don't trust all your sources.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm not being frank, right? When it comes to the royals and the kind of stuff that we cover on this show and what you guys cover on your channels, when you follow a narrative that doesn't turn out to be real, you can sort of correct yourself and all the rest. For me, I've done 6 years, you know, outing and investigating individuals with a 100% success rate. So when somebody feeds anyone and it gets to me and it turns out to be false, it's never happened before, ever, okay? I take it incredibly personally, okay, that this has happened, because I know what was said to sell this information. And I'm incredibly angry. And I'm not being funny, but the guy that used to hunt the... bad people on the dark web is the last person who you want to rub up the wrong way. And I'm not trying to sound threatening in any way. I'm just stating some facts. There's better people to rub up the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be not trusting that source ever again.
I don't, I did my video about the phone call I received, Ron. You and I have talked about it many times.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have the bill from, I didn't talk about it until I had, hola, entra Arturo, cierra la puerta, until I had the printout from my phone company that has that. And somebody told me she doesn't use that number anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And it was when you're investigating things and people have an impulse reaction, right? When you say something and somebody blurts something out that they shouldn't, or they have
what I'm trying to tell you is that phone number did call me, and then I investigated even further, and that person is still using the phone number.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. There's so much that Paula delivers that you know, it would just be easy to just be like, nah. But she's right about so much. It's bonkers. I don't get it. Like, honestly, it's bonkers. Honestly, as somebody also as well, this is totally off subject, but as somebody who only speaks one language, it always fascinates me when somebody speaks another language to their pet and their pet totally understands it.
Right?
I know, baffling that.
My buddy's here. I have to go because my buddy's here. I have to take some medication, so they have to give me medication because my kidneys are not doing that well. So... But I just want to say the following, guys. We YouTubers sometimes have to do the work that the mainstream media doesn't want to do. And it makes it doubly hard for us when we're ridiculed. Who are your sources? But wait a minute, you don't ask those questions. And it's amazing because a lot of my videos sometimes have been featured or referenced in Daily Mail.
Well, I just want to say, it sucked. I mean, the hate waves and the people pushing for more information and answers is something that you just have to learn to deal with. And you deal with it in a different way than I do, because it doesn't even appear on my radar. Do you see what I'm saying? Whereas you like to fight your fight. And I'm like, for me.
Yeah, I got it from my ex. You know, I didn't used to be like this, Ron. But when my ex started defaming me, and it lasted for 9 years, it's still ongoing. It's something that sometimes is a matter of honor. I it's not that I have to be right. I don't care to be proven wrong. If I screw up, I will say, no shit, I'm sorry, I didn't know, and I will make a public apology. But it's something when somebody calls me a liar or something like that, because I went through courts, 5 different trials.
Yeah.
And in your life, your reputation is shattered. That to me, it's not even about money or anything. It's like, don't call me a liar.
Yeah, I just want to say, this is a great point. So, yes, Paula does investigations, don't always agree, but much respect. And that is what we should all feel on this show when you're watching it. I love the fact that so many of you have a different opinion than us. And I promise we're working towards a section of the show where once a week you guys will be able to join us on a non-live panel for a pre-recorded sort of Q&A. And once I figure out how to do it live, so that if someone crazy comes on and starts saying horrible things, we don't get, you know, the ban hammer and things like that. Because I'm so excited for the Friday show to grow in a way that is interactive with you guys, because it's not just about being in an echo chamber, and it's important that you listen to other opinions, because if you don't have a varied opinion, you can't make an informed decision, you know? And I think a lot of my waffle that I do on a Friday here, it comes from a very uneducated point of view on the Royals, but I will have an opinion, even if it's crazy, even if it's, you know, one of the mad things that I just want to throw in there, because it's important that we all have our little, you know, opinion and say, and it all matters.
I did a live with Tina and I had to do it with Tina, because if I'd done it with you, Ron, I probably would have broken my laptop, because you don't have the calming influence that Tina has on me. You know, this is when they didn't remove Harry and Meghan from the royal website, but instead they gave them a promotion by posting their commercial link as an official one, right? And Tina and I were like, and Tina was the calming, because I wanted sometimes to get up and just smash everything. I was so angry, you know. And then, and I don't know if it comes also because I worked as a diplomat for so many years that you have to withhold, you know, we were told you always have to say it's interesting, we'll take it under advisement, I'll get back to you. Or, you know, like, oh, I never heard that before. Oh, yes, of course. You know, so there was always that thing that you never committed to anything. You never expressed your views.
Yeah, I just... Because I'm big in accountability here, I just want to sort of, you know, reply to this. So trust me on this, okay? If it wasn't for the person who had the source, okay, and the back catalog of involvement in the channel, I would not have been involved with the live where we delivered that information. And... It's very disappointing that I'm in this position, because
No, don't feel disappointed. I asked you, is this person linked to this other person? And you said,
look at this, Ron. You've taken accountability for your actions. That's more than what most people would.
Yeah.
We've started tonight. We haven't gone, and, oh, well, it's someone. Yeah. Oh, no, we've gone, okay, we shouldn't have listened to that person. Like,
is Sam on the live?
It's fun to talk about it rationally, right? But you know, I'm going to log off from this live stream and have some very intrusive thoughts. That's all I'm saying.
But can you look at, can you look at Nuala 357? So nice to be with you all during this time. Big thanks to all of you for being here. Because the reality is this news is going to hit a lot of people. We've had a constant stream from the media, from social media, and people are affected by this, not only in their real lives with cancer, but by this whole dramatic onslaught, and people need somewhere to go to listen to conversation about it, you know, find a bit of peace.
I want to apologize if
I sometimes come out, first of all, I'm not wearing my hearing things, so I can't hear very well, so I shout.
We prefer shouty Paula. ASMR Paula is weird.
I'm sorry, it's just like I have a hard time hearing and therefore I can't hear myself. So I just
want to nip this in the bud. It 100% is a no on that.
Yeah, it was nothing to do with steeples.
You know what? You were put in this situation because you trusted somebody, right? And I told you, sometimes these people will tell you stuff because they want to make your channel look bad. I remember I said to you one of those comments, you know, but you went on and I said, I don't trust this person because this person is linked to this other person. And this other person, I have my ideas about this other person.
This is the classic, I should have listened to Paula scenario. This is what annoys me.
You know, I think it's the whole Paula's always right. I think we're naughty.
No, you don't have to listen to me. I'm a crazy Latina Canadian.
I feel naughty.
But I will say, don't ever wear your hearing aid. Don't ever wear your hearing aid, Paula, because you've gone a year of me knowing you, screaming and shouting every week. And then when you talk like this, it's creepy. It's creepy. ASMR, Paula, is a no-no. We like shouty, hardcore.
It's not anti-lawyer.
No, not anti-lawyer either. Not anti-lawyer.
But I just want to say that Ron is owning it. He was fooled by somebody he trusted. This is why, you know what? Even when people come in and write to me, and these are people who have always told me information, I still don't believe them. I do my own. I remember, Ron, I was telling you all the things I did, and I go, and I'm not going to, because, you know, and even then, if I'm wrong, I will put it out and say, you know what? Just like you did right now, you admitted you were fooled by some idiot who fed you false information to make you look bad.
I'll tell you now, I'll let you in a big secret. If you ever see a thumbnail that's like exposing the person who told us this, I guarantee it's just clickbait, right? I might just throw it up there just to clickbait you all 1 week. I'm just going to apologize ahead of time, okay? Just to annoy you, just because I love you. It's like poking fun, do you know what I'm saying? It's like when you go to a house party and you steal a remote control. And then you know that person is going to be looking for that remote control for like the next week and a half until they realize that is gone, mate. It's gone. There ain't no change of the channel. There ain't no change of the channel for you.
Well, I have to go because I have to get my treatment. My hands are burning like there's no more fingers are bad. I feel my horse and my hip off.
Okay.
You have to adjust my hip with, I don't know. I guess I'm going to do chiropractic and it's going to really hurt like hell. You know, and it's really stupid. It's just that the saddle just came off because the boy who put the saddle on is a new little kid, and I wanted to show him confidence.
Holy shit! The fuck is Jen got on her goddamn head? What is going on, Jen? That in the last
week you have
put on your head? Did you lose a bet? I'm putting my money.
Did you not see Sean come in? Like, I couldn't hear you guys. I said a comment, and then I was like, did you see me go like that? Like, and then my camera went, and I had to shout Sean in to do the battery on this old piece of rubbish, and then realized that the headphones are gone, and I've got to wear Sean's gorgeous.
Yeah, Sean's entire streaming setup is a result of when you ask a professional cinematographer guy,
what he's just a good walked
in for streaming, okay? And you get a badass camera with apparently no power cable. Apparently, you've got the only camera in the world for live streaming that takes batteries.
What is this?
And what are the headphones about? Oh, yeah, put that down. I mean, for a man that's so sharply dressed, what was the thought process in these headphones, Sean? Seriously.
I think he's had them from like the 90s from his,
we're from prison. was a commissary thing.
Like, can I sell you these stocks, please? You know,
I'm just saying, like, can you tell me, like, legitimately, how many buttons were on the shirt Sean wore when you interviewed Andrew Tate? Because there's just three random buttons just on the side of the collar on each side. That's like six buttons. What are those buttons doing? Like,
he's got a lovely shirt collection that got sent to him by a Italian designer. I can't remember the name of the designer. I'm so sorry, but they're gorgeous shirts. But
they're beautiful. But it's just a mad one.
The buttons are insane. Ah. There's so many, like, and on the neck as well. But yeah.
Yeah, I've always wondered if there's like some fancy dress thing that I'm too peasant-like not to know about that the extra buttons do. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, all for show, like him very much so.
I have to say, the top comment from the Andrew Tate side chat was definitely, Sean looks like he's getting ready to go for a swim with his goggles on. That was an absolute banger.
Yes, and I see that, and also... A white Morpheus.
White Morpheus. That's the next freaking hoodie. It's white Morpheus. Red pill, blue pill. Atwood, Morpheus. That's the one. Nailed that. Hell yeah.
Let's spend the next hour taking the mick out of Atwood then. Sweet.
Yeah. Right. What's going on with Ziggy? Is he awake or asleep or what? Are we getting a freaking...
He's watching Teletubbies. Sean just said.
Allegedly watching Teletubbies.
In the side, in the comments.
He's honestly, this week he has started what I would say Sean calls it talking, but babbling more. So yeah, listen, he thinks he's gonna come out.
Yeah, his little chubby freaking face. Oh. Listen, well, just go get his ass. If I go get him,
Daddy,
I'm assuming Sean needs to put a t-shirt on and then he can come on camera, right? All right, it's just you and me, Tina. What's happening?
Hello, Ron.
What's happening?
They're going to get a baby.
Do you want to play like high stakes? Would you rather?
Do you play I Spy?
Good to see you. So you want to play I Spy?
Lovely. Oh,
yes. I Spy a baby.
Yeah, that's your dad's hoodie. He's embarrassed of his hoodie he's wearing, but I.
Sean Atwood in a hoodie.
Oh, listen, the strength of the Andrew Tate stuff.
Look at that, Ziggy. Say hello to everybody. Give him a wave, Ziggy.
Justin, he's like, Dad, stop using me for a fuse.
Yeah,
I know what you're doing, Dad. I know what you're doing.
They're gonna start calling you Kim K. Oh, he's gorgeous.
Horrible. Yeah, even is that it? Is that what we're getting? That was.
Oh,
is that it?
I love him.
give him over to Jen. We've got a couple of minutes to kill. He's just so freaking adorable. How much does he look like Essex Dorman? From like a gangster movie, who's like called like Mad Steve or something. Like, he's got that badass like look about him. Do you know what I mean?
He does, doesn't he? Oh, he's smiling.
Oh, yeah, he got smiles. Oh, he can.
Oh my god!
Those little hands. I love their hands.
Oh my god, he is freaking adorable.
Oh, you gonna talk? You can say hello.
Somewhere right now watching this is a guy and his missus on a couch, and all week his missus has been going on about wanting a kid. And looking for the fucking exit. He is looking for a way out of this situation because he can hear her ovaries going right now. I apologize if that is you. Just make a break for it, mate. You're not going to escape this. Just make a break for it. But what? He's just adorable.
What are you saying?
He just said a thing. Stop swearing. Fred, relax, okay? Relax. Fred, okay.
Oh, he's chewing on those gums. I love it.
Yeah, we got the teething going on. Yeah.
The baby can't hear me, Fred. Okay, the baby can't hear me.
We should give you back to Daddy. You say bye-bye.
Yeah, that's your lot. That's your Ziggy fix for the week, people. Okay.
Daddy.
Well, listen, I just want to say thank you to everyone for joining us tonight. We smashed it with over 3,000. YouTube beat Twitter for the first time in a couple of weeks as well. If you're watching on Twitter, big shout out to you, or X, I'm sorry. Slight change to how we're going to be functioning on a Tuesday night for the Internet Horror Series. The algorithm said no for the main channel, but we're going to be putting it out on the Sean Atwood Twitter and also on my page, just because, really. I mean, that's where we're at, people. So it's just the way it's going to go. But there's a lot to come, lots to come. And thank you for being here. And obviously, it goes without saying, and I hate saying this because it's like a cliche to the madness, but obviously our thoughts, our vibes, our prayers, whatever you want to call it, go out to Princess Catherine. And in fact, go out to anyone who is suffering through the horribleness that is cancer. You know, I should have said that, and then you should have brought out Ziggy, and we should have ended it on the high note. I'll know that for next time. Anyway, listen, love to all of you, and thank you for being here. You guys are amazing. Hang on a second. Ron, question. Why protect someone that gave you bad info? Oh, listen, Nana, it's just the first night of this processing, okay? This is just the first night of me processing this. Like I say, who knows what's going to happen? I've got to leave this chat unsupervised, and I'm just saying. So don't. I'm raging. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Love you lots. Love to you, Tina.
Love you too. Remember, I stand with William and Catherine all weekend on air.
Yeah. Hashtag.
Everywhere you can.
Hashtag. Also, I stand with William and Catherine.
Tomorrow
night.
We did
it last week for Catherine. Let's do it this week for the two of them.
Tomorrow night, I think we have the second Tate Brother interview with Tristan Tate.
Tristan, yeah.
It's awesome. Go make sure you watch it. Make sure you share it. All that stuff. Thank you, Ron. I'm going to join this. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, right. See you all later. Peace.
Bye. Peace.
Like, subscribe. Bye.